Today's mailbag comes to us from Nancy. Yesterday, I had a lot to accomplish. I did well until I sat down. Then another stopping point was checking in on my mother. I accomplished 13 out of 24 items on my list. I planned out the day in my phone calendar, even estimating the amount of time it took to complete each task. For the very first time, I included the travel time to my destinations. I task stacked as I had an appointment in another city. So while there, I ate lunch and did the grocery shopping. Doing that was not new. However, recognizing it as task stacking is a paradigm shift for me. So, when we make an errand list during our Sunday basket planning time, is that task bunching? Clarity is such a wonderful thing.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. The day has finally come. Oh my goodness, I am so excited. I want to thank you for giving me the grace and the permission to continue to iterate and create better and better systems here at Organize 365. When you teach something, when you are a teacher, you are constantly a lifelong learner. You are learning whatever you're teaching, and you are observing your students, and you are observing the industry that you support or the subject that you're teaching, and you are constantly growing and evolving in your own understanding so that you can create better and better lesson plans and help your students and those that are following you achieve the same transformation that you achieved faster and faster. And so one of the things that I realized in the research that we've done in the last 18 months and that you heard about in the podcast in the last couple of episodes is that, yes, we all know organization is a learnable skill, and yet we have not achieved it as Americans. Like, self-reported, 87% believe it's a learnable skill. And then when you divide it into the four essential categories of personal, family, storage, and paper organization, we self-grade ourselves 13 to 18% success, which if you inverse those numbers are horrific failures. And that's how we feel, right? That's how I feel. That's how you feel. That's how we all feel. We all feel like, I think I know what I'm doing. I know I'm working all the time. I know I'm exhausted. I know I don't have time to just do whatever I want. So why isn't this working? Why are we not achieving this organized life that we're all striving for? So in uncovering all this research that we did, I know organization is a learnable skill. I know some of you have learned it and you have more time than you know what to do with, but truth be told, most of you don't. And there are seasons in my life where I have more time than I know what to do with. And then there are weeks and seasons where I don't. And why is that? Like, why do we have it and then we lose it and then it comes back? And is it realistic to expect that we should have more time for ourselves and time to do it? How long does it take to actually truly get organized? Like, okay, I will invest the time, Lisa, if you will tell me that at a certain date and time, I will have this magical extra time that you keep talking about. And so I want to talk about what we've been doing right, and then what I've been able to improve on, and how we can even get better going forward. So what are we doing right? Let's start with what we're doing right. First of all, you're doing so many things right. You're listening to this podcast, which means you're trying to analyze and grow and improve your habits, and you're a lifelong learner, and like, you are putting in the work of thinking about how you can achieve more time to do what you're uniquely created to do and less time to do dishes and laundry. So you're already putting in the work. And second of all, we're all working. Like, we're all doing it. It's not like we're just sitting back, eating bonbons, listening to the podcast, going, oh, that's nice, but not doing anything at home. You're doing stuff. Doing the laundry and the dishes is real work. It's quality work. It is work that needs to be done. Like, I'm not saying we don't need to take care of our houses. We absolutely do. But sometimes, I mean, I don't know about you, but I know I get to the end of some days and I'm like, what did I do today? Like, I'm exhausted. What did I actually do today? And that's why I like to put things on my calendar or or write things out is because I like to have the written list of what I've done. And the more I really press into understanding that we have this Swiss cheese organizing and we're all working and we're all exhausted and we're not done, where are we going? Like, inside of the Organize 365 community, I feel like we are very productive in our conversations about the amount of work we're doing at home. And we're like, okay, so we're going to categorize this work. Like, we want to get our paper organized, so that's our binders. And we want to get eliminate our to-do list and have more time in our week, so that's the Sunday basket. And we want to organize our storage room, so that's from hot mess to organized storage. Like, we have this vocabulary that I've created and these terms that we use. We're inside of the app and inside of the community. We can talk to each other and encourage and motivate and inspire each other to keep going, because we know that in 6 weeks, your Sunday basket starts to click. And when you do the productive home solution and you give it a full 365 days, like, you make significant progress. In 18 months to 2 years, you can actually be completely organized. Like, it is a thing. You can literally get all of your paper organized. It's not going to happen in a weekend, but you can do it in 120 days for most families. You can get that done in 120 days. So we know that we have the right tools, and we know that we're working towards something that is a achievable goal. But we also understand that it isn't waving a magic wand and all of a sudden that thing is just going to be done. Like, we don't have to just go declutter and we're going to be done. Like, we understand that the skill of organizing is three parts. First, you declutter. Then you do the organizing. And then after that is done, you have time to increase productivity, which may, and was for me in my 20s and 30s, making my home a haven. Like, and still today, I love my home. I love to make my home better. Like, we just redid the bathroom this spring, and it took us a while to get the towel bars hung up because I waited to have someone come hang those towel bars. I mean, I've hung the towel bars in my house before. Let me just tell you, it's not perfect, as I'm sure you can imagine. So I was like, no, we spent all this money on the bathroom. I'm actually going to hire somebody to hang the towel bars correctly, like, so that they don't fall off of the wall. And I'm going to wait until we put up Grayson's gates. And also, I'm not going to just put up tension gates. I screwed those gates into the wall because, I mean, let's face it, the baby lives with me. He's going to be here throughout all of his toddler years. And more important than keeping the baby out of the rest of the house, sometimes I want to keep the dogs away from the baby. So I hired somebody to put up the towel bars, and I hired somebody to put up the gates. And after they were put up, I thought, okay, now I'm ready to make this bathroom really special. Like, I want to add some artwork. And I went and I started looking at artwork, and I didn't really find anything I loved, but I found this one tiny framed piece at Hobby Lobby. It was like $8. It was like no money whatsoever. It's smaller than an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. It's probably like 5 inches high by 10, 5 by 10. And it's just this simple little painted thing that says all of you, like olives, like I love you. And Greg and I have this little joke, and we just say olive juice, olive juice. And so I hung it up the other day on a Tuesday, which is date night, and we're getting ready to watch TV, and Greg goes and washes his hands. He sits down on the bed because we watch TV in bed. And he said, hey, where'd that all of you thing come from? I said, oh, I picked that up this weekend. I just hung it up tonight. And he says, I love it. Thank you for doing that. That is increased productivity. That is taking a space that's already been organized, it's already been decluttered, and then putting the final touches on it that really mean only something for you and the people that you share that space with. This is when you get to digitize your Sunday basket or digitize the binders, which frankly, I am never going to do. But many people do, and you guys do a great job of it. But it's just not my thing. I get it organized. That's good enough for me. This would be when you would paint a room, or you're going to decorate it, or you're going to move, or whatever. Whatever you're going to do, which is going to increase productivity or put your special touch on whatever you've been doing. That is after the skill of organizing. Organizing is very analog. Organizing is very functional. You know all this. You're already doing this. So how do we really make progress in getting organized ourselves personally? How do you get to the part where you say, I am done being organized? And that's why I did the research about what does home organization actually look like? What does it mean? There are these four categories. You could say you're personally organized, your family space organized, your storage organized, your paper organized. That's where we understand it's a learnable skill, but we don't have a finish line, so we can't declare that we are done. And I think that the piece that is still missing and that we are doing in this Organized 365 community so well is that a lot of the organization that is done, the creating of the systems, the maintaining of the systems, the listening to the podcasts, reading the books, watching the YouTube channels, being inside of the Productive Home Community course, is learning that happens inside of your brain that is invisible to everyone else. And if you start looking at this same exact discussion we're having inside of Organized 365 in a very positive, proactive, affirming way, the media is having the same exact discussion in a very divisive way because, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. That's what the media is supposed to do. It's supposed to get your eyeballs and have you watch the entire show all the way to the end when you kind of already knew the answer, but they have to add that little bit of, do you really know the answer? Like, they leave that open loop so that you listen to the whole whatever they're selling. So the same idea of housework needing to be divided more equitably and the invisible work at home needing to be shared, the mental load needing to be shared evenly with people who cohabitate together. Like, I understand that. Like, Greg and I have done that. And in the next podcast next week, I'm going to really tell you the history of my understanding of housework based on the four women that I was watching, my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother. My understanding of what a woman does at home and why. And then also this book that one of you guys told me to read called The Secret History of Home Economics that blew my mind. I'm going to share that as well. But I think one of the things that we really are doing well in the Organized 365 community is we're really starting to make the invisible work that is happening at home visible so that there can be a discussion so that we can agree on who is doing what work and when. And I want to be very, very clear. My entire dream until I was like 40, the sole purpose of my existence basically was to eventually have my own family someday and to be a stay-at-home mom. Like, that's all I ever wanted. As soon as I knew that you could have your own kids, like, I wanted to have a kid. I babysat kids. I got a degree in education. We got married. We started trying to have kids. We didn't. I adopted kids. I mean, like, everything is about kids. I love kids. The other day, I was playing on the floor with Grayson. Like, I ran home, changed my clothes. I'm getting on the floor. I'm rolling around with Grayson. I'm playing with him. I'm making all the sounds. I'm following him around. And Abby looks at me. She goes, "You really like babies, don't you?" I said, "I love babies. I mean, I love babies." Later that night, she brought me Grayson at 3 a.m. She's like, "I just can't get him to stop crying." And I just reached out my hands. I said, "Give me that baby." And I just took him at 3 a.m. to 6. And I just snuggled him and loved him and rocked him and held him. And I didn't care. I didn't care. I love babies. She said, "You love babies the way I love animals." I said, "Yes, I love babies. And I love organizing. These are the things that I love to do." And because I love babies and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom my entire life, and then I was a stay-at-home mom, I always also earned an income or I contributed to our family in saving money. You guys, I know I haven't cooked in like 6 years and I don't even know my way around a grocery store anymore, but for years and years and years, we didn't eat any fast food. We couldn't afford to. I made everything from scratch. And when Abby was allergic to 45 different foods, including milk, nuts, eggs, soy, wheat, like, I made food that were science experiments. Every morsel that child ate for 18 months, I bought and created from scratch. They joke. The kids still laugh about the goldfish crackers that I made from scratch. Like, I have done my time in the kitchen, if you know what I mean. So I loved being a stay-at-home mom. That was my calling for 22 years. And even now with Grayson, whenever he is sick, like, I'm out the door and I'm back home helping Abby with that baby. Like, there are no questions. I just cancel whatever I'm doing at work because I love being a grandma. And when push comes to shove, Grayson's going to win out over everything because that's what I want to do. That is, when I'm 99 years old and I'm looking back on my life, I will not regret 1 minute anything that I canceled to go hold and snuggle that baby when he wasn't feeling well. And that is my personal, like, in the core of my being. But at this phase in my life, at the age of 50, like, I know that I've been created for this unique purpose in order to make the invisible work that's being done at home more visible so that you can have conversations, first of all, with yourself, and it may never go beyond yourself, but understand why you're doing what you're doing. And then if you want to have conversations with your other family members, friends, people you cohabitate with, spouses, great. And if you don't, also great. And you'll hear in the podcast next week about how over the course of 5 years, I really have worked myself out of a job. You guys, I do nothing at home. And I kind of feel guilty saying that because in my 20s and 30s and my early 40s, I did everything at home. I was the only person who did everything at home. And listen, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it so much. It was not a burden for me. I was not resentful. Yes, I worked from sunup to sundown. No, I was not paid for any of those hours, and I could have cared less. Like, this was what I wanted to do. And when we go on vacation, it's so funny. Like, I revert back to my 20-year-old self. I do all the cooking, all the cleaning, all the shopping. Like, Greg does nothing the week that we go on vacation. And then we come back home, and I lose all my ability to grocery shop and cook. It's unusual. So it is okay. I think it is okay for us to change what our purpose is and the amount of work that we both want to do and need to do in different seasons of life. So there's work to be done. There is invisible work that we are making visible. This is why I have a whole podcast now. You've heard the glossary podcast episodes, but we've pulled them out into a playlist. So if you have friends who are like, you know, overwhelmed with their housework and maybe they don't want to get organized the way you are with Organized 365, but they're looking for a positive, proactive, affirming conversation about the invisible work that's being done at home, just listen to the 11 glossary episodes. And we're going to continue to add to those glossary episodes or listen to the research episodes. Those two podcast playlists, which you can find independent of this podcast that you're listening to, are great for you to share with family and friends who are like, okay, I don't need to listen to 500 episodes of your best friend, Lisa. But, you know, I'd listen to 8 research episodes that were done with a PhD at the academic level. Like, that I could commit to. That's why we created these podcast playlists, so you could do that. But in Planning Day in May, I started to show you some of the planner pages that I changed in the Productive Home Solution Planner, which is only available to Productive Home Solution members, of how to plan out the housework associated with the home. Cooking, cleaning, meal planning, budgeting. And all of a sudden during Planning Day, the comments started coming in the chat. Oh my goodness, you are really making the invisible work visible, Lisa. And I was like, but we have talked about laundry and meal planning for, I don't know, the planner. The planner is the oldest physical product I have. It's older than the Sunday basket. I believe we started doing that in the summer of 2017. So 5 years. So we've made 15. This is the 16th planner that we have done. And as soon as we started Planning Day, which I believe this is the third year of Planning Days, like we have talked about when you do your laundry. It's just that as I keep making these planners more and more planner focused and less date book focused, the more I have given myself permission to really break down incrementally how I actually plan my role of being the homemaker, which for 25 years was what I deemed my primary role. Everything was secondary to that role. I was a professional homemaker. That was what I did. And so we talked through making your meal planning, making your cleaning list. This is not rocket science. There are many, many, many podcasters, bloggers, YouTubers. They're all talking about a grocery list and meal planning and all of these things. But what is coming in this fall planner, which some of you already have, or if you're in the subscription plan, we'll be sending it to you in August, is I have now done that for housework. How do you make a real plan for actually saying, I'm personally organized. I'm paper organized. My storage room is as organized as it could be. It's going to be organized this way for probably the rest of my life. I can move and it's going to be organized like day one. You're literally going to be able to move your storage room from one house to the next house. No packing or unpacking necessary because it's all already in bins. You just move the shelving. It's amazing. It's amazing when you have a storage area this way. Family and communal spaces, let's leave that for last because that's your life. That's your season of life. That's the amount of people living with you. That's the season that you're in. That's the unexpected events that come your way. Your family and communal spaces are your laundry and dishes of organizing. They are the thing that is continually changing and evolving and needs constant weekly, monthly, quarterly maintenance. But personal organization, your personal organization, when you get your morning, afternoon, evening routines down, you've got your closet the way you want it, you have all your bathroom products pretty much set, you could be personally organized for a solid 5 years before you really need to do a complete overhaul. And usually you could probably make it 10. Like you can make it about a decade without making significant changes in your personal organization. And usually if you're going to make a difference in your personal organization, it's going to be like in one thing. You maybe need to change your closet because now you're pregnant or you've lost weight or you've gained weight or whatever. Or now you have a professional job and you used to have a whatever job. Like your clothing is going to change based on that. Your skincare, like, I don't know. You know me, I'm boring you guys. Unless it's your passion project. Your skincare, mine's pretty much almost been the same since I was 16, except for the things I added during the pandemic. And I don't plan on changing any of it. Like you can really set and forget your personal organization. It's a worthwhile investment because it lasts so long. Storage room, no joke. You can organize your storage room the right way and it will pretty much be organized for life, especially if you're 40 plus. Like if you are over the age of 40, you could set and forget your storage room because you're probably not going to accumulate a whole lot more stuff unless someone in your family passes away. And in that case, you'll just incorporate it into your very organized storage. If you have kids, you know, that are under the age of middle school, then your storage room is going to be in flux. It'll stay organized, but you might need to, you know, revamp it a couple of times. Paper organization, again, pretty much a one and done. When you go from a file cabinet to this idea of binders, and then you just maintain the binders, I update each of my binders. Everyone gets updated once a year for sure, usually in July. I don't know why, but it's always July. And then I also update the financial one at tax time, so in February. And I usually do like the household reference operations ones also in the fall, but it's really like when they need to be maintained. But I don't have to do like the whole, I need to spend 120 days to get my paper organized. When I go through and update my binders, it's like a couple hours on a weekend day, if that. And now that I've got the kids' binders set up, their lunch binders set up, like there is no extra time. Like, I don't know, whenever I'm doing the Sunday basket and something needs to go in one of the kids' lunch binders, I give it to them and it goes in their lunch binder. Grayson has a little section. Like, it's self-maintaining. It doesn't need a complete overhaul. It's not like you've changed your body size and you need to redo your whole closet. That doesn't happen in your paper. So paper organization is almost always a one and done. Storage organization is often a one and done. Personal organization can last 5 to 10 years, which leaves only family and communal space organization that really is a never-ending, ongoing battle. And when you're down to the other three areas of your life are organized and it's just your household, your first floor of a two-story house that you need to continually organize and maintain, here's the secret, you guys. Once you get that organized and maintained, and you have a little bit of wiggle room in your budget, that's when you hire a cleaning person. Because if you have a cleaning person, it forces you, holds you accountable to keeping those living spaces maintained. And then you don't get behind the eight ball again. But I understand that's not always reasonable in everybody's budget. So I understand that's not always a possibility. So I say all this because we have just completely reorganized the Productive Home Solution. Now, when you go to the dashboard, if you already have the 100-day program or the Productive Home Solution, if you have the 100-day program, don't worry. Go to the bottom of the dashboard. It'll say Legacy 100-day Program. That is still there the way it used to be. You have access to that going forward. There will not be the emails coming out in the fall. There will no longer be ongoing support for the 100-day home organization program. Like, the app group is still there, but we're not going to keep posting things in there because that's not how we're running the program anymore. But everything is in there that you've paid for. You could just find it right there. And for those of you who are in the Productive Home Solution, or used to be called All Access, all of these changes are finally done. I'm so excited. We have broken apart the 100-day program, which was mostly personal and family and communal space organization, into their proper categories in the Productive Home Solution. We have the storage and we have the paper. And when you go into the app, you're going to notice that if you're in the Productive Home Solution, you have four new groups that you are now a part of. You have the regular Productive Home Solution main group, where we could do any announcements or anything you need to know for everything that's in the Productive Home Solution. There probably won't be a lot in that because we want you to pick. Now, it's July 1st if you're listening to this to real time. By the way, if you don't know, I call July the Bermuda Triangle of months. So, you know, set realistic expectations. We think we're going to get so much done in July. And the next thing you know, it's August. And you're like, what happened? Where did I go? What happened to me? It's just not a very productive month in America in general. So be gentle to yourself in July. We're finishing up this last round of the 100-day program as it used to be. If you are still running on that, wow, congratulations. Most of you are like, I was in the 100-day program. I stopped doing that in the beginning of June. Then congratulations, you're normal. Like, it's just really hard to keep going in a really long program like that through your entire summer, unless you're a teacher. And in that case, teachers have just their own battery power of energy to do everything household related in the summer. I was you. I understand. You guys go get them. But for the rest of us, or even for you teachers who are like, yeah, I'm doing teacher camp and I'm out. Like, that's all I'm doing in July. It's okay. It's okay. You do not have to be continuously organizing your home for hours and hours a day in order to achieve the goal. Do you know how you achieve the goal? It really is the tortoise and the hare. 15 to 30 minutes a day for 18 months, I promise you, if you do the program, you will be organized, because it will not feel like you're making the progress that you're making. But if you're doing all of the lessons, you're doing all the important work, and all of a sudden you're going to realize, oh my gosh, my storage room's done. Oh my goodness, I'm personally organized. Oh my gosh, there is no more paper. Like, the paper's actually all organized. It does not feel in the middle like it's going to wrap up the way it does. And all of a sudden, it all wraps up very quickly as long as you are working the program. So what I want you to do today is go ahead and go explore. Go explore what is in the Productive Home Solution and start dreaming about going to organization school. Like, pretend like you are your kid, or you're back when you were a kid and you're thinking, okay, so this fall, here's the course I'm going to take. You already have the Productive Home Solution. So which course do you really want to sink your teeth into? Personally organizing yourself, family and communal spaces, your paper, or do you want to deep dive into the storage room? And if you've kind of lost steam in just trying to do it all, which is what we have done up until this point, it is exactly how you organize your house. It's just not chunked into lessons that are bite-sized enough for you to be able to just keep nibbling along, and all of a sudden you wake up 120 days later and you're like, I'll be darned, that area really is organized. Like, imagine December 31st, or even probably more likely December 1st of this year, you're able to say, I am personally organized, or I am storage organized. What do you want to be able to say first? What is the first thing you want to be able to say? I am paper organized in 2023. I'm going to know where all my paper is. When anybody asks me for paper or I need to find a piece of paper, I'm going to be like, yep, I know right where that is. 5 seconds later, you have that paper and you feel like a boss and you are in charge of all of the information that is under your tutelage. Or do you want to start 2023 with, you know what? This is going to be a great year. I'm going to finish out 2022 and I'm going to go into 2023 and I am going to be personally organized. I'm going to have a closet that I love. I'm going to have a morning, afternoon, and evening routine that really supports me. I'm going to pick my favorite backpack or purse and it's going to have everything that I need and not stuff that I don't need with me. I'm going to completely clean out my car and I'm going to reorganize my trunk, which Lisa calls the car closet, and I'm going to change that out seasonally. And I am going to figure out what foods fuel me for this next season for the wellness that I am trying to achieve. So I am going to focus from now until the end of the year on my own personal wellness and my own personal organization? Or are you saying, you know what, we have outgrown this house, or we are looking to get a different job somewhere else, which is probably going to mean a move. And if I have to pack all this stuff anyway, I am going to pack the storage room in clear totes, and I'm going to organize the storage room, which, number one, will increase the resale value of my house, which right now is laughable, right? Like, you could get $1 million for a $100,000 house right now, pretty much. But I am going to organize my storage room so that, first of all, I'm ready for that move that I know is probably going to come, and I want to be available for that opportunity. But also, if Lisa's right, I can not only organize that storage room, which means I'm going to move less things, which is going to save me money, but if I can seriously organize it here and wherever we move, it's already going to go in organized and I don't have to do anything in the new home. Like, sign me up. That is what I want to do in 2022. Or are you like I was in my 20s and 30s and early 40s and you're like, I am the CEO of this home. I am a homemaker and I'm proud of it. I love it. It's my highest calling right now. It is the gift that I give myself and my family and my community and my volunteering. And this is what I am called and created to do. And I would love to go into the holidays in November and December with my house on the whole first floor or any of the spaces where company would come in, company ready. I want to have the Thanksgiving and December holidays of my dream where I could just say yes. Every time anybody wants to come over, I can literally invite a friend over after school or after work a couple of times a week, and I can have people over on the weekend, and I'll have something in the crock pot, and I'm going to make charcuterie boards like you have never seen before, and I'm going to get the cute little knives, and I'm going to get, like, I am ready to not only enjoy this house for my family, but also our extended family and our friends and our neighbors, and I just really want my home to be a place where I'm comfortable, my family's comfortable, our family, friends, and our community feel like I have this open door policy, and they already feel that way, but I have the confidence to know that I have everything I want in these family and communal spaces that will support me being the hostess and the homemaker of my dreams. And so that is what I want to focus on for this second half of the year. Did any of those resonate with you? Did all of those resonate with you? Usually there's one where you're like, that's the one. So for me, it is the daggone storage room. You know why? Like, my storage room is organized, but only like a third of it is organized the way I tell you to organize a storage room, because my kids have been living at home and then we had stuff, but now Joey has his own condo, so we've moved everything over to his place. Abby keeps putting stuff in the storage room that was from her childhood that doesn't serve her now as a mom to Grayson and the future life that she's living. I just moved some of that stuff out of the storage room. So the month of July, I am actually going to try to make my storage room even more like a store. When I recorded that podcast about your storage room being the store that you've already paid for, I thought, yeah, mine really is, it's okay, but it's not great. I want mine to be great. Like, I want to go into September of 2022, and I want to say by September, I am storage room organized, because I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm already personally organized. I'm already paper organized. I want to say that I am storage room organized. So that is my goal by September. Maybe you have a space like that where you're like 60 to 85% already there, and you're like, yes, yes, I'm gonna finish that one off by September. And then I'm also going to pick a second one that I'm like 50% good on. So when I go into 2023, I'm going to be able to say I'm organized in two categories and leave the categories that are like, I don't know, 15, 20, 30% organized. Leave that to 2023. Let's just leave that meaty thing to 2023. And let's really try to finish this year out strong in some of these areas where we've made a lot of progress, but we just feel like, there's just something there. There's just something missing. Okay, so how this works is when you go into the community and you're like, I like what Lisa's saying. I'm going to be storage room organized. That's going to be my thing. You are going to focus in the Productive Home Solution storage room app group. You have access to all of them, but you need to focus. Focus yourself in on the storage room. Focus yourself in on paper organizing. Focus yourself in on whatever area you want to be able to say either by September or December, I am blank organized. And then pick the next. Now, I'll be honest with you. Can I be honest with you? Too late. I'm already going to be honest with you. We have reorganized the dashboard with our existing content, which was not created in the way that we are now teaching it, right? So the way we used to do the 100-day home organization program, the first 21 days, we're organizing the kitchen, which is a family and communal space. And the next 21 days, day 22 to 42, were all personal organization related, the closet, the bedroom, and primary bathroom. Then we bounced into family spaces and then office spaces. You could see we just kept bouncing back and forth between these different areas of organizing. Because that's how I originally organized my house. I was a stay-at-home mom when I first did it, and I was organizing the house because I was in the house all of the time. Now I know that it is easier to focus on yourself or your family or your storage or your paper. So for you to focus on one area, I broke the program apart. But I didn't re-record any of the videos because I am a human being and there are only so many hours in the day. And I understand cognitively how we need to reorganize it. And I understand, like in a dream world, how I would recreate all of this content. But there is this thing called the time continuum and reality that I actually live in. So all of the old courses are broken up correctly. You have all of the information where you need it in the dashboard. So anything that is relative to whatever area you want to organize is in one place. I'm not saying it's pretty. I'm not saying it's Pinterest perfect. It's functional, kinda. So I do have a goal in the next 18 months to make this better. And I'm talking to the team. I'm thinking about how do we make it better? Do we need to re-record all the videos? We probably need better playlists of like, do this. Some of that is already in the fall planner that you will see. But I also need to see you guys do it. Like, I need to see you do it this round. I need to see the feedback that I hear in the app, that we hear in planning day. I need to make sure that what we're doing is resonating. And then once I know that this is resonating, this is going to work. This is definitely, I mean, I'm not going back to the old way. So this iteration is staying. How do I then take this to 110%? And this is part of being a woman of excellence and not a perfectionist. And I'm just going to keep modeling that for you until you realize that you're right. I don't look like I have it all together because I don't have it all together. And if I waited until I had this productive home solution reorganized so that it was perfect, first of all, it would never be perfect because I wouldn't have your input. And second of all, it would be 2 years from now that I would launch it. And what's the point of that? You don't want to wait 2 years in order for you to be able to pick one category and get organized, right? Like, no, nobody wants to wait that long. So we're just going to do it together because this is how teachers teach. This is how learners learn. And this is how we improve everything. This is how everything gets created. Every time people launch things and they think it's perfect, there's always room for improvement. So I don't even worry about it anymore. I just launch things when they're about 85 to 90% good because that's the grades I got in school anyway. Like, I didn't get straight A's anyway because I was dyslexic and I just wasn't capable of doing that. But once I know this works, which I'm 99% sure it's going to work, then we take it to what we call internally 110%. That means this is going to go. This is working in the community now. Put all of our time, talents, and resources behind this. How in the next 18 months do we make this the premier organizing way to get organized? You go from Swiss cheese organizing to understanding which category you want to going into one program and doing it. And I just, again, want to thank you. You are the people that are creating Organize 365. This is not the Lisa Woodruff Show. This is Organize 365. It's all of us together. The Organize 365 team, those of you that are sharing in the community, those of you that are sharing your stories on the Wednesday podcast interviews, those of you that are listening, those of you that are DMing me on Instagram, encouraging me, those of you that are emailing me books that I should read, like the one I'm going to review next week that I would have never known even existed if you guys didn't tell me. We're all doing this together, and I'm so grateful that you're on this journey with me, and I am so excited about the achievement and accomplishment we are all going to be able to have through the rest of 2022 because we're now laser focused on just individual categories. Pick a category, get it done. For many of you that have been listening for a long, long time, you're going to be able to knock two out because you're so close anyway. You're so close. And then you can increase productivity. You can add to your wardrobe. You can decorate your house. You can get the pretty binders. You can do whatever you want once the actual skill of organizing is done. You know, you could join the Productive Home Solution at any time. You don't have to wait until the next round starts. There is no next round to start anymore. We're not all starting on day one anymore. When you are ready to get organized and you know that this is how you want to get organized, you would like a teacher, me, to give you the step-by-step playbook of like, okay, you want to be personally organized? Here's all the questions I'm going to ask you. Here are all the tasks you need to do. When all of these are done, boom, you are going to be personally organized. These programs are so comprehensive. You can skip steps if they don't apply to you, but there usually will not be very many steps that apply to you that we did not already address somewhere in the course. And like I said, I have ideas about how we'll improve this over time. So those of you that have been all the way back to the original All Access members in 2019, you know you've gotten all the changes and iterations that have come along the pike with no extra investment on your part. The last thing I want to address for those of you that are already in the Productive Home Solution is last December, I started recording a private podcast that went along with the 100-day program, and I went through the 100-day program three different times. I have already finished recording that whole private podcast, and those episodes are still coming out once a week inside of the dashboard and inside of the app. And so I went ahead and recorded that as if we were still doing the 100-day program because it will make sense when you listen to it. And then eventually in 2023 or beyond, we will break that podcast back apart and put the appropriate podcast episodes inside of the Productive Home Solution inside of the category that they go with. So for example, even though we are now focusing on one area of the house or one area of your organization and getting that complete, there is something to having gone through each area of your house three times. And while you will get most of the way there your first time, you'll need a couple of iterations as you go through because each time you go through that space, you hit harder one of those three cycles that I told you about in the organizing cycle: decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity. When you first start learning the skill of organizing, you start to get better at letting go of things that no longer serve you and you don't need in the next season of life. That is decluttering. After you've gotten rid of most of the things that you're going to get rid of, 60 to 80%, no one can get rid of all 100. Then you move on to organizing. Organizing is a completely different skill set than the one that you learn inside of the Productive Home Solution. That is when you marry like with like items. And you put those items wherever it makes most sense in your house. Not necessarily where your parents put them or where a builder would put them, but where it makes sense for your family. And sometimes you have things in every area of your house that's the same. And sometimes things that people keep in multiple areas in their house, you put all of them in one area because it makes more sense to you. That is the skill of organizing. And then the third time you go through, that's when you do the fun decorating and increasing productivity. So for example, let me give you one more example. Let's say you pick personal organizing, and that's the thing that you're going to focus on. Well, your closet's in there, and I'm pretty sure you've decluttered your closet at least once before, right? So you're probably going to declutter your closet again, and then you're going to organize it, but you might not get to the decorating in the beginning. It may be more like by December where you look at your closet, and you're like, you know what? This closet would look better, and I would like to get all those flocked hangers that match. So I'm going to ask for that for the December holidays. I'm going to ask for that as my gift, or I'm going to use my bonus for that, or I'm going to wait for those to go on sale after Thanksgiving at the Black Friday sale, and I'm going to get those hangers so that I can increase the look of my closet. You can declare yourself personally organized before you have matching hangers in your closet. Do I need to say that again for the people in the back? You can declare yourself personally organized, family organized, storage organized, paper organized, before you would be able to put this thing into some magazine or on some TV show. That's not the goal. The goal is that you have the amount of stuff that you need in this phase of life. You know what you have. You can quickly find what you need or quickly get ready in the morning and you look and feel great in everything that you have. That's the definition of organized. If you choose to make it pretty, if you choose to increase your productivity, even better, but you don't have to. That is not the definition of being organized. That is being Pinterest perfect, which is something I definitely am not. Okay, so I'm super excited to tell you all about how we have improved the productive home solution, how you can now pick one area, really dive into that, get all the way organized, and then pick the next area so that we can start in 2023. I'm declaring it right now. We are going to have people on a regular basis saying, I'm personally organized, I'm paper organized, I'm storage organized. I know that family and communal space organization pretty much isn't a thing until you're an empty nester. And it really is not a thing until you're an empty nester. And so you know that and you're like, it's not going to be Pinterest perfect, but I can open my door and I don't feel embarrassed when people walk in the door. And I am happy to have my friends and family come in and I keep it from those spaces overwhelming me. We just continually maintain them and know that the decluttering and organizing of a family home with children in it is an almost never-ending process and needs to be done at least 3 times a year. The younger your kids are, you can sometimes be doing it 6 times a year. All right, so head on over to Organize365 to learn more about the Productive Home Solution. If you're not already a member, if you are one of the original members of the 100-day program and you don't have the Productive Home Solution, we still have that upgrade available for you in the shops. We'd love to have you join us there. And next week, I'm going to tell you the history of my story of home organization and then the book that came out last year, which is called The Secret History of Home Economics. Fascinating stuff is all I have to say.